I want it all, as you know, Mark. I want everybody, of course, to have health care. I want every citizen to be able to freely roam around their communities without fear of stop and so forth. I also want all the defense assets. I did. The president and the vice president specifically sought me out to say I'm going to be very happy in Virginia. I said, Mr. President, are you getting me a couple more aircraft carriers? And he smiled and said, you're going to be happy. And listen, I want as many defense assets we get. But, Mark, let's be honest, how are we going to pay for the $54 billion? That, of course, is my concern. And is anyone hurt in the process of getting that $54 billion? And that's what I'll keep my eyes on. But, you know, if he is spending defense money, I want every penny spent. I want to build every aircraft carrier, which we do in Virginia. Every aircraft carrier in our Navy was built in the beautiful Commonwealth of Virginia. We're building the subs today, the nuclear subs. Of course, I want it all. And that is good news for Virginia, clearly more defense spending. But just like in health care, I mean, we spent the whole weekend with the administration, with Secretary Price. I give him credit. He came over. He'd only been in the job 15 days with 46 governors yelling questions at him. But there are no details. They all want to give people health care. They want everybody to be covered efficiently, low cost, and the best care. Nobody can tell us how we're going to pay for it or how it's going to be done. Nobody today, nobody, no governor walked away feeling any better about where we are in health care in this country today, about what we're going to do on the ACA. We just don't know.
What are you hoping to hear from the president tonight as he addresses Congress?
I'm hoping to hear from the president. Let us get off of all of this stuff we've heard in the last 30 days. Talk about bringing this country together. Talk about unity. I mean, the president keeps talking about jobs. And in fairness, Mark, all he has done is hurt me on jobs in Virginia. Through his health care, what he's talked about, the federal government hiring freeze has hurt me. All of this immigration talk has hurt me. This has hurt Virginia. I said to the president, you are hurting jobs in Virginia. Go back to work. I want to work with you to create jobs. And I hope we hear more of this, of bringing the country together. And let's get off. I think the rhetoric of the campaign is that the reality of governing. You can say stuff on a campaign. It is hard to run this federal government. And that's what they're finding on health care. But let's, enough of the pie in the sky stuff. Let's deal with what we governors have to deal with on a daily basis. We have to deliver. We have to be efficient. We have to be accountable to the voters. And I want the same out of the president.